Sheikh Mohammed Rashid Errol. His Highness Sheikh Sayyid Mohammed Rashid Errol was born in 1930 in the village of Sianus, part of the Baykan region of Sirt in Turkey. He was generally known by the titles of Seta and Sultan. His grandfather, Sayyid Mohammed, was a grand scholar brought up in the madrasas. He received authorization and confirmation as the Naqshbandi Caliph. His father, Gauz Ibilvanisi Sayyid Abdul Hakim Husseini, was another eminent Naqshbandi figure. His Highness Seda, whose grandfather and father were learned members of the sect, was a Bilvanis Sayyid descended from our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Since he was descended from Hazrat Hussein, alayhi salam, he is known as Al-Husseini. His Highness Seda's teaching work began on the death of his father Gauss on June 1, 1972, and lasted 21 years, 4 months, and 19 days. His Highness Mohammed Rashid Errol received his initial education from his father. After this initial education, he studied further subjects such as Arabic, logic and rhetoric, as well as the hadiths and Islamic jurisprudence from such well-known teachers in the southeast of Turkey as Muhyiddin, Nasir, Ramadan, and Abdul Baki. With the permission of his spiritual teacher, Ahmedi Haznevi, Seda migrated to the village of Bilvanis and married a Sayyid woman named Sekine in that village. From that marriage were born 5 sons, Sayyid Fawzeddin, Sayyid Abdul Ghani, Sayyid Tatseddin, Sayyid Mazar, and Sayyid Abdul Rahib, and 8 daughters, Hasin, Musine, Hasibe, Rukiye, Munaver, Mukades, Mumine, and Hediye. His Highness Seda's most distinguishing characteristics were his fortitude, modesty, and humility. He never offended or hated anyone. Even though there were thousands of people around him, he never displayed any trace of pride or insensitivity. He never ordered anyone to do this or that. He treated everyone in a smiling and pleasant manner. Since His Highness Seda was the son of Sayyid Abdul Hakim Hussein Hoxha, he occupied himself with madrasa activities as well as learning for himself and training students. He was very fond of serving and people who served. In the event there were not enough people to serve his guests in his house, he would serve them personally. He would personally light the fire for the soup, serve guests, insisted on feeding and welcoming his guests before allowing them to depart, and would refuse to eat unless his guests were doing so. He was a man of few words, and generally preached the word through his exemplary moral values and behavior. Everyone seeing his fine moral values would quickly regret their misdeeds and immediately wish to repent. Rapid moral changes were observed in all those who approached him. He showed great respect for the children of previous eminent Naqshbandi, great or small. His Highness Seda addressed everyone on the basis of their understanding and intelligence. He would speak with the poor, ask how they were doing, and respond to their needs if necessary. In order to forestall any strife, he would always forego his own rights if subjected to an injustice and was patient in the face of adverse events. He attached no importance to worldly goods, helped the needy as much as he could, and personally assisted widows and orphans. There was a photograph of Mohammed Rashid Errol if you want to see it. Let me see it. MashaAllah. His spiritual power and guidance was amazingly influential. He became instrumental in the guidance of millions of people. Notice that I do not say thousands or tens of thousands of people. His discourses, lasting only for 10 minutes, filled hearts with guidance. A person becomes amazing, very mature. His entire world changes and he becomes very modern. They do not get involved in politics. They are meticulous about the unity of the state. They are against anarchy. They advocate a unitarian state. They want Turkey to grow and become stronger. They consider the unity and integrity of the country to be of vital importance. They never get involved in political polemics. They are very well brought up, blessed people. It is a very blessed society, very precious people. May Allah grant them long lives, inshallah. The Menzil Dervish Lodge was a major center of enlightenment in his day. Under his influence, members never fell out and would always ask forgiveness for the slightest error. People began to learn about Islam and live in peace and brotherhood. He never abandoned the mosque and the community, even in times of sickness. He spent little time sleeping at night and would engage in religious observances until sunrise. Although the village of Mensil, which is near the town of Kata in Adiyaman province, was far from any major settlements, it always resembled a busy town as people continually visited, by Allah's leave, and the spiritual power and abundance of our Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only from Turkey, but from other Islamic countries and even from Europe, people would come, repent, and join. His Highness Sayyida received authorization as Caliph in 1968, and began teaching novices in 1972, and received great numbers of visitors from both inside and outside Turkey. This led to his having to move to the island of Gökçeada in Sandakala province on July 18, 1983. Having been first sent to Adıyaman and then to Adana and from there to Gökçeada, His Highness Sayyida was transferred to Ankara on January 30, 1985 because of difficulties and the effect of the island's climate on his health. Having spent 16 months under observation there, he returned to Mensil with the permission of the central administration. He continued preaching the word and teaching. In 1991, an attempt was made on his life with a syringe containing insecticide during the Ramadan festival greeting ceremony. The poison entered his hand and began working. His Highness Sayyida was swiftly taken to the emergency department, where this threat to his life was resolved. His Highness Sayyida passed away at the age of 63, 2 hours after Friday prayers on October 22, 1993. He was buried the next day alongside his father in Mensil in a funeral ceremony attended by tens of thousands of his followers. Like other great Islamic scholars, His Highness Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Rashid Erol was awaiting the Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Around the year 1975, His Highness Sayyida stated that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam was alive and that he was still a young boy. His Highness Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Bursevi, who had been in the service of His Highness Muhammad Rashid Erol for years, relates a speech of His Highness Sayyida that he had witnessed thus. His Highness Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Rashid Erol said that in 1975, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam was only a child, that he was a mere young boy. His Highness Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Rashid Erol, the entire community had known about this incident. I witnessed His Highness Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Rashid Erol. People came to him saying that, according to the portents they had witnessed, he was Hazrat Mahdi. I was right next to him. He answered that he was not Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, and that there was still time for his coming. He stated that he would not see those days, and even added that, by Allah's will, I would see him. Gauz Ibilvanisi Sayyid Abdul Hakim Husseini, the father of Sayyid Muhammad Rashid Erol, stated the following about Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam. Islamic orders, which are the schools for educating awliyas, have become schools for preserving the faith. In the past, people used to go around for years and had looked for sheikhs for themselves, whereas now, sheikhs go from one door to another and call Muslims to faith. His Highness Ahmed al-Haznavi, radiallahu anhu, struggled to keep the faith of the Ummah of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this time, there is no Islamic orders in the true sense of the word. Now, what we are doing is merely distraction. The purpose is to keep faith. The utter guidance will occur in the time of Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam. A person asked His Highness Gauss, Master, we have so many people who transcend the love of Allah, people having a deep love of Allah and who constantly pray to Allah. Now, all of them have weakened and gotten into laziness. Why does it happen so? His Highness Gauss stated, Yes, it is because guidance no longer exists. What we do in this time is preserving the status quo, something like a deception, because utter guidance is in the hands of Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam. He will guide people in the true sense of the word. We, on the other hand, deceive people, entertain people, just as how kids are entertained.
Menzil köyündeki sultan sen Seyda Raşid'im sen. Aşkım erim karış karış, sen Şeyh'im mürşidim sen.